Let us be in a spirit of prayer. Holy and gracious God, on this holy night, we thank you for your word, the story of the birth of your Son. May it continue to inspire us and speak to us and lead us. For we pray this in your holy name. Amen. Oh, how wonderful it is to gather on Christmas Eve, to be reminded of the events that took place so long ago. A time when Mary and Joseph made their incredible journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Be clear, this was no small trip. We're talking about something like 90 miles. And it could have taken the better part of a week, at least, for the two of them to make that journey, remembering that Mary is almost 9 months pregnant at the time. My wife and I are traveling to Buffalo, New York this coming Sunday. Depending on customs at the border going through Canada, it could be about 7 to 8 hours. And we're going in the comfort of a car, not walking or riding on a beast of burden. And during that time, we will have many conversations, many stories to share, as most people do when you're traveling for a number of hours in a car. And as I think about that trip, I imagine the conversations that Mary and Joseph must have had on their journey, almost a week of traveling together. Just the two of them. And not by car, but walking, and perhaps Mary riding on an animal or a donkey of some sort. I can imagine the stories they might have shared with one another. Imagine speaking about the first time the angels visited each of them separately and told them of what was to come. Mary telling about her encounter visiting with Elizabeth, who also she discovers is pregnant, and the time that they spent together. Oh, the stories that they must have shared with one another and the concerns in traveling together. And not just the stories, but knowing and believing that all that was happening was because of God. The faith and the trust that each of them had in God that they surely must have shared with one another as they take this journey. Because this is a faith journey unlike any other that we know of. And I'm sure they had lots of questions, lots of things to wonder and ponder about, and maybe even some doubts about all that would happen in the future. What would the future look like? What would their child be like? What will he do? I think about their journey, and then I think also about the journey of the Magi, the wise ones, who traveled perhaps over 900 miles to get to Bethlehem. And all that they talked about as they were traveling, following a star, meeting Herod, and then finally reaching Bethlehem and seeing the infant Jesus. And then being warned in a dream to go home by a different way. The stories they must have shared. Conversations along the way. Stories and memories that inspire. Questions that are raised. Joys and fears that are shared, wondering and pondering. Life is like that even today. And while the mode of transportation may change as we travel in this life, in this year, we share stories. We share our faith, our doubts, our questions, our fears, our worries about our children, our worries about the future. Now, Mary and Joseph lived in a much different time. But power and wealth were held by a few people. The times were rough. The work was hard. People believed in different gods of all sorts. And even those who believed in the same God held the same beliefs. They had wildly different ideas of who was right and who was wrong, of who was in and who was out. And they were constantly writing up rules and drawing boundaries. Cultural differences were very real and taken seriously. And we may wonder, in the course of 2,000 years, how much has really changed. But what hasn't changed is God's love for God's people. In Jesus, God reaches out to a hurting world with a new and a bold message of hope and love and joy and peace. A gift for the world. A gift that doesn't differentiate among people. Doesn't ask for anything in return. A gift rather that inspires, a gift that lifts people up and brings people together. At least that's what it's intended to do. We are all on a journey this night and into a new year. We know people who want to misuse the power that they've been given. People who want to cause harm and divide people. There are even those within the Christian faith who spend their time drawing boundaries, drawing lines of who is in and who is out, who's welcomed and who is not. But that's not the message of Christmas. That's not the gift that God sent to us so long ago. God reaches out to us on our journey to reassure us that we are loved, that we are not alone. God wants us to have hope for the future, to discover joy in living a faith-filled life. God wants us to receive the peace that Christ brings, the peace that Jesus offers to us for the living of our lives, lives that are often filled with more stress and worry than they need to be. In just a moment, we'll hear the rest of the Christmas story. We'll hear the angels in that Christmas story bring forth important messages from God. For each time they appear in the total Christmas stories, they proclaim, "Do not be afraid." They don't say, "Have no fear." Rather, they say, "Have no fear. Don't live with fear. Don't let the fear consume you. Rise above that which may cause you to be afraid." And then we can add to that the second part of their important message: give glory to God and understand that God brings peace for all the people. A peace that reminds us that we are not alone. A peace that reminds us that God is truly with us each and every moment of our lives. And we can trust God, much like Mary and Joseph trusted God so long ago, in order to be able to take that journey. We can look to God, and we can hear what Jesus teaches us and put those words into action. Tonight, the gift of Christmas is the gift of light, the light of Christ that shines bright. May that light be a reminder of Christ's peace, which is a part of that light and which is offered for each of you. God's blessings be with you on your journey, tonight, tomorrow, and Christmas, and into the new year of 2025. Wherever that journey may take you, do know that the peace of Christ goes with you, and the love of God will always be with you. God's blessings be with you this night. Thanks be to God. Amen.